talking about a child who's learned to do something new, you want to know who's responsible for it. You might say, well, who taught you how to do that?
Who taught you how to do that?
Okay. What about names that a child might have for another child who's always telling on the other children?
Tattletale.
Okay. But to you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Yes.
What would it be?
Well, tattling is the child that's usually saying, repeating something that another person done. Usually it's because he has broken a rule or something of that sort, that he's wanting somebody else to know that that was the right thing to do. Gossiping, I would consider something that people like to do, and usually it usually gets out of proportion by the time that it's all finished around town.
Okay. All right, if you have some flowers growing outside and you want to brighten up your living room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go outside and what?
Pick a bouquet of flowers.
Okay. And something a child plays with. You say he has a room full of
toys.
Okay. All right, several verbs here. If I have something that you need right now, you might say, give me that.
And give me that.
But I already give it to you.
I've already given it to you.
Okay, I already it to you.
Already gave it to you.
Okay. All right. Say you go walk outside, you might say, well, I'm glad I took my umbrella because I hadn't gone a block before it to rain.
Started to rain.
All right, another word that means the same thing, before it, with a B.
Before it begins to rain.
Okay. You might call up the theater and ask, when does the show? When does it end? Okay. And he says, well, it's already
started.
Or it's already
begun.
Okay. It at 9 o'clock.
It begun at 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right. If you're in a hurry, you don't just walk, but you begin to
run.
All right. I, as hard as I could.
I ran.
Okay. He's 1 mile in 4 minutes.
He ran.
Okay, he has...
Yeah, but he has run 1 mile in 4 minutes.
Okay. Alright, talking about a stranger, you might say about him, well, where does he from?
Where does he come from?
Okay, last night he in on the train.
He came in on the train.
He has here many times.
He has come in on the train many times.
Okay. Say if the highway department has their machinery out working on a road, you might say to somebody, you can't get through there, the road's all
closed.
Or to refer to the fact that it's been, you know, it's just messed up. You say the road is all
torn up.
Okay. If you give your wife a bracelet for her birthday or something, she's just looking at it, you might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead and
put it up.
Okay, go ahead and
wear it.
Or
put it on.
Okay. Say that again.
Put it on.
Oh, okay. I thought you said put it out. I'm sorry. All right, this verb, talking about strange things, a person might ask somebody, can you really that?
Can you really do that?
Yeah, last night, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I did it last night.
I have many times.
I have done it many times.
Okay. What if you're sitting on a couch and somebody, you hadn't said a word, and all of a sudden somebody turns to you and says, what'd you say? I said, me?
I said nothing.
Okay, he said, I thought you said
something.
Okay. Talking about strange things, when you hear about them, you might say, why? I never heard of things.
I never heard of such weird things.
Okay. And talking about, somebody wants to know how long you've lived in Panama City, you might say, me? Why, I've lived here.
Lived here all of my life.
Or I've lived here. Fill in the blank.
I've lived here 20 years.
All right, fill in the blank. I've lived here.